Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. I pray that as we look at the names of God and we learn who He is and we learn how He works in our life, I pray that you're falling in love with Him all over again. So Moses, the great servant of God, lived through some amazing experiences. Remember, as an infant, Pharaoh's daughter rescued him from death. They had put him in a river because all the babies were supposed to be put to death at that time, all the Israelite babies. He was put in a river. Pharaoh's daughter rescued him. When Moses was 40 years old, he ran for his life and spent the next 40 years in a foreign land. Then God met Moses at the burning bush, and He chose him to lead Israel out of slavery. Through Moses, God opened the Red Sea for Israel just in time. God gave instructions through Moses on Mount Sinai, instructions on how they should live. At the end of his life, he wrote a song, and as Moses reflected on God's faithfulness and protection, notice the name he gives God. Check this out. Moses is writing this song. He's at the end of his life. "For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock whose work is perfect, for all His ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is He." He ascribed greatness to God by calling Him the rock. A rock represents permanence, faithfulness, endurance. Big mountainous rocks are immovable. They provide shelter, and protection, and shade. When we hold onto our rock, we will never be moved. King David described this characteristic of God in Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2, when he wrote, "Praise be to the Lord my rock. He is my loving God. He is my fortress. He is my stronghold. He is my deliverer. He is my shield in whom I take refuge." So I'll ask you a question. Are you exhausted from the heat of the battle? Are you in need of shade? Do you need protection from an enemy that continues to pursue? Do you need shelter from a storm that is pelting you with anxiety and fear? I want to remind you that God is the Lord my rock. You can find all you need in Him. You can always find all you need in Him. Heavenly Father, You are my fortress. I run to You for protection. You're my stronghold. I rest in You. You're my deliverer. The enemy cannot overtake me when You're on my side. You're my shield. Satan's arrows cannot touch me. You're my refuge. I find my peace in You alone. You are my rock, and Your way and Your work is perfect. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.